Hi there, this is Harry and welcome back to my podcast where I try to help you to get a better understanding of the English language so that you can have better communication, better conversations, a better opportunity to get that job of your dreams. And we help you with phrasal verbs, expressions, vocabulary, pronunciation, everything possible to do with the English language. So, what have I got for you today? Well, what we're going to talk to you about today are, in fact, phrasal verbs, and we're talking about phrasal verbs with the verb turn, T-U-R-N, turn. And later on, I'll give you my contact details if you wish to contact me or you wish to give them to some of your colleagues or friends who might like to contact me also. As always, I'm going to give you the list and then I'll go through them and give you different examples. Okay, so phrasal verbs with turn. To turn down, to turn up, to turn into, to turn over, to turn back, to turn out, to turn against, to turn away, to turn off, and to turn to. Okay, so let me give you an example of each of these and we'll take it from there. So, first of all, to turn down. Well, there are a couple of meanings for this. The most obvious is to turn down an invitation. So, you get invited to your friend's party, but unfortunately, you're away on business that weekend and regrettably, you'll have to turn down his invitation. Or you turn down a wedding invitation because your wife is sick or she's expecting or you're going away on a business trip also, so you're not going to be able to make it for the wedding. So you turn down the wedding invitation. Now, we can also turn down a job opportunity. You get offered a good job, you consider it, you think about it, but in reality, you don't want to leave your present company, not because of the money, because you like the people, you like the job, and you like the challenge. So you turn down the job opportunity. To turn up. Okay, well, when you get to the party, if you haven't turned down the invitation and you go to the party, you look around the room to see who else has turned up, meaning who has arrived at the party. And your friend says, oh, I sent out lots of invitations. I didn't think everybody would come, but they've all seemed to have turned up. So I hope I've got enough food and drink for everybody. Ah, sure. What about it? If not, we can slip down to the supermarket later on and we can buy some extra food and some extra drink. So to turn up. And the very simple use of it is to turn up the volume. So if somebody can't hear, you turn up the sound on the TV, the radio, whatever it might be. Yeah. So please turn up the volume. Please turn up in time for the movie to start, otherwise you'll miss the first 10 minutes. So to turn up. Next, to turn into. Oh, have you met Mary recently? No, why, what's wrong? Oh, well, when was the last time you met her? I haven't met her since we left college. It's been a few years now. Well, she's turned into a real pain in the neck, I can tell you that. She used to be so much fun, but since she got that job, I don't know what's happened, but she's turned into a real pain. She's moaning and groaning and complaining all the time. Okay, so to turn into means somebody to become something different than they used to be. Okay, so now, yeah, usually we're looking at it as negative. They used to be good fun, but they've turned into a real moan. So we don't often say it in the positive, but you could when, you know, the ugly duckling turns into a beautiful swan. And that's the old story. So, you know, the little boy who used to be very, very shy and wouldn't say much to anybody. But look at him now. He's turned into a real handsome young man. He can hold a conversation with anybody. He's turned into a real find. Anybody would be glad to have him as a boyfriend or as a partner. Okay, so to turn into something better or something worse. To turn over. Well, we often have this expression to turn over a new leaf, means we're going to start again. So maybe you've had some bad luck in a previous job. Maybe you've had some bad luck in a previous relationship. Maybe things just haven't gone your way. And you say, this year, now from the beginning of this new year, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to go to the gym on a regular basis. Yeah. I'm going to give up eating all that unhealthy food. Yeah. And I'm going to get myself a steady job. Yeah. We've heard that all before. No. Seriously, this year, I'm going to turn over a new leaf. Okay, so when you promise to turn over a new leaf, it means you're going to change from what you were to something different, hopefully to something new. Okay, now we can literally just turn over the page when we're reading the book. So we go from page 10 to page 11 to page 12. We turn over those different pages. So it's just the action of finishing one page and starting the other. Okay? Or if you're baking or making or cooking or whatever you're doing, let's say it's an omelette, you want to turn over the omelette. So you flip it over from one side to the other side so it doesn't burn too much on one side and you get it cooked over on both sides. So you turn it over in the pan. To turn over. To turn back. Well, when we turn back, we go back the way we came. So you're driving along the road. And there's a stop the car. What? I left my mobile home at home. So you do a U-turn. You turn back. You go home to pick up your mobile phone. Yeah. To turn back when you driving along the road and you see a lot of traffic, say, this road is going to be blocked forever. I forgot they're doing some road repairs. We would be better off turning back and going in the other direction. So again, you turn around the car at the next opportunity and you drive back the way you came, to turn back. Okay, so turning back is to go back or return to the direction you came. And you don't have to be driving, of course. You could be walking, you could be cycling, you could be lots of different ways, but you decide for some reason, because you left something behind you or you want to go in a different direction, you decide to turn back. Okay, then there's a line in a song, to turn back time. Yeah, so when we turn back time, we would all like to turn back time, means to become younger. Yeah, but I think the song is by Cher, to turn back time. So if we could turn back time, means if we could become younger. But of course, we can't turn back time. We can't turn back anything, unfortunately. But we can try. So to turn back. To turn out. How did things turn out in the meeting? Yeah, did you stay to the end? Oh, yes, yeah. Actually, they turned out okay. We eventually got everything agreed, and I think they're going to send us on the contract next week. So, I think everything will be okay. Well, it turned out well in the end. Yeah, so it might have started off badly, but it finished well. So things turned out well in the end. Okay? Oh, everything turned out well. Everything, something wasn't looking so good, but at the end of the day, it turned out okay. So it could be the decoration in the room. You're not quite sure about the color, but you decide to continue, and bit by bit, it begins to look better. And when your partner comes in, they say, actually, that turned out well. Yeah, it looks okay. I wasn't so sure at the beginning about the color with the light, but yeah, I think it really looks well. Well done. Okay, so it turned out well. To turn against. Well, when somebody turns against us, they become the opposition or they become the enemy. Yeah. So it's not such a pleasant thing, but perhaps somebody was making a presentation or a speech and then by accident he says something that he probably shouldn't have said and later on regrets it, and the audience suddenly turn against him and they start to boo or to jeer or to slow hand clap, and then he becomes a little bit flustered, a little bit annoyed, and everything ends up in a real mess. So he's later on looking at the speech he made or the presentation, wondering where it all went wrong, and then he realizes, that's it, I shouldn't have said that. I meant to say something else. I'll have to apologize. And that's the reason why the audience or the crowd turned against him. So when somebody turns against you, they become your enemy. They may have supported you, but they no longer support you. They turn against you. when somebody joins the other side in a war. So two countries are fighting against each other over some disputed territory, and one country usually depends on the support of another ally, but this time they have sided with the other country, so they have turned against them because they see some opportunity for themselves. So again, they have become the enemy when previously they were supporting you to turn against. The population, when it comes to a vote in national elections, they can turn against the government because the government haven't completed or carried out all the promises they made the last time. So when they came into power 4 or 5 years ago, they promised to do this, do that, whatever they're going to do. And then when the people listen to the same old promises before this vote and this election, people are saying, no, not this time. You got your chance. You didn't give us what you promised. So unfortunately, I'm not going to vote for you. And then when the results of the election are announced, the government have been heavily defeated because the people voted against them. They turned against them. To turn away. Well, the bouncers, as they're called, the heavy guys standing at the door of the nightclub, will often turn away people when the nightclub is full. Sorry, you can't get in. It's packed. It's full. There's no room. And so, please, no, no, I'm sorry. There's no more room. It's against the safety regulations to let any more people in, so you'll have to leave. Yeah, so they turn away lots and lots of people. Or if we are walking down the street and we see somebody coming up the street that we don't really want to meet, we turn away very quickly. Yeah, and so we hope that they don't recognize us, so they don't see us, so that we can escape before we meet them, because they usually keep you talking forever. So you turn away very suddenly or very quickly. To turn off. Well, if we're driving along the motorway and we're trying to find a new shopping centre or development and we're following the directions, and when we switch on a GPS, it tells you to turn off the motorway at the next exit. Exit number nine on the right-hand side. So you turn off the motorway and you arrive at your destination 10 minutes later. Or simply you can turn off the radio, turn off the central heating when it comes to spring, turn off the lights before you go to bed. Okay, so just flick of a switch, the press of a button to turn something off. Don't forget to turn off the lights before you come to bed. Don't forget to turn off the computers when you leave the office. Okay, so instructions left by people either to save electricity, to save power, to be more green. Okay, so to turn off. And then finally, to turn to. We usually use it to turn to somebody in our hour of need. You can always turn to me if you need something. I'll always be there. Something you might say to your son or daughter. Don't be worried. You're going to university. It's a new beginning. It's a new chance. And if you have any problems, give me a call. You can always turn to me. You know that. So people turn to somebody when they need support. People turn to somebody when they need some advice. People turn to somebody when they need a shoulder to cry on, somebody to help them when they have a problem, to turn to that individual for help, for assistance, for a quick loan. Yeah? Okay, so to turn to him or her. Okay, so phrasal verbs with turn. Let me give them to you once again. To turn down, to turn up, to turn into, to turn over, to turn back, to turn out, to turn against, to turn away, to turn off, and to turn to. All phrasal verbs connected with turn. Hopefully you've pick one or two out there that you can use. And if you have any suggestions or you want to contact me, well, you can do so on www.englishlessonviaskype.com. Always happy to hear from you. Always happy to pick up on any suggestions that you might have. And if there's somebody out there that you feel would like these, well, why don't you give them the contact details also? As always, I really appreciate you listening to me. You can listen to our podcast and you can also watch us on the YouTube channel. So you can subscribe to that channel if you want to watch the videos. Okay, thanks for listening. Join me again soon.